Death toll in Texas train migrant smuggling incident rises to 7 after body found near San Antonio. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on May 13, 2026. San Antonio, Texas. A body found near a railroad crossing in San Antonio on Monday is believed to be part of an illegal alien smuggling incident that resulted in the deaths of 6 others over the weekend. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar announced the discovery and provided details on the possible connection in a Monday press conference. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the remains of 6 suspected illegal aliens were found on Sunday in a Union Pacific Railway car at a rail yard in Laredo, Texas, less than a mile from the Mexican border. Due to the state of decomposition present at the time of the discovery, authorities believe the bodies had been inside the railway car for some time. According to a source familiar with the investigation, authorities believe the illegal aliens boarded the train near Spofford, Texas, mistakenly believing the train to be headed north, into the U.S. interior. Instead, the sealed train car made its way from Spofford to Laredo, a distance of more than 100 miles, as temperatures exceeded 90 degrees Fahrenheit over the weekend. The train originated in California with a destination of Laredo. Family members of the suspected illegal aliens notified U.S. authorities that their relatives were missing, according to the source. On Monday, according to Sheriff Salazar, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, special agents arrived in San Antonio to search an area where the rail car sensor on the train car where the earlier 6 deceased illegal aliens were discovered showed the rail car had been opened near San Antonio on Wolf Road in Bexar County before arriving in Laredo. While searching the area, HSI agents and Union Pacific Railroad police discovered the body of a deceased male, in possession of a Mexican identity document, bringing the death toll to 7. Salazar speculated the rail car may have been opened by smugglers who discovered the decedents inside the car and left the body of the decedent near the tracks. Salazar surmised the smugglers likely opened the car as the rail car could not have been opened from the inside. According to Salazar, the body discovered in San Antonio on Monday also showed signs of decomposition, similar to those discovered in the case of the 6 decedents located in Laredo. Salazar says the San Antonio Police Department received a phone alert about people trapped in the sweltering rail car over the weekend, but the caller, from another state, provided a location miles from where Monday's discovery occurred. The caller is believed to be related to one of the 6 decedents discovered in Laredo. San Antonio police officers were dispatched to the location provided by the caller, but were unable to locate the group of suspected illegal aliens in the rail car. Fox News correspondent Brooke Taylor posted a summary of the nationalities of the 6 migrants found in the Laredo incident. The Webb County Medical Examiner reported 2 of the decedents were from Honduras, and 4 were from Mexico. One of the deceased was identified as a 14-year-old juvenile. The medical examiner reported the cause of death as hyperthermia. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.